The Prince of the Skies by Antonio Iturbe, read by Simon Bubb. Chapter 1. Le Bourget Aerodrome, Paris, 1922. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. He pulls the joystick back toward his chest, and the biplane lifts in search of a bank of clouds over Paris. The Caudron C-59 shudders. The Hispano-Suiza motor snorts. He soars through the white clouds, then pulls on the metal cable and forces the plane to climb an air mountain until it's doing a handstand in the sky. The vibration of the fuselage carries through to his hands and from there to his entire body. Sub-Lieutenant Saint-Exupéry shivers, intoxicated with vertigo, and smiles with the infinite satisfaction of the mad, of children absorbed in their games. No notion of risk or time, immersed in a world that belongs solely to them because they have made it to their own measure. While on the ground, the Caudron C-59 plane is nothing more than a cumbersome 700-kilo lump of wood, full of screws, rivets, and solder. It looks pathetically fragile as it rolls along on its little bicycle wheels, dragging its heavy frame, an overgrown child, chest puffed out, rattling precariously on its wire feet as it starts to trundle down the runway. The smallest stone in its path could knock it off balance, causing it to overturn spectacularly. But then the miracle happens. The heavy, rolling hulk takes off from the ground, lifts itself toward the horizon, ascends, and then suddenly banks slightly, agilely, gracefully even. It's made a mockery of its destiny as a whale stranded in its hangar. Antoine matches the plane itself. On the ground, both his big body, which forces him to move awkwardly, even clumsily, and his head filled with daydreams, totally ill-equipped to handle the most mundane aspects of daily living, convert him into a confused, tottering penguin, futilely flapping its wings and unable to reach the sea. But up in the sky, he's a totally different person. He becomes weightless. He moves the rudder to the left, and the nose of the plane abruptly rolls in that direction. He smiles. He's fulfilled every child's dream, to make toys real and reality a game. He traces a braid in the air. He loves feeling that giddy tingle which elevates him beyond mediocrity, realizing that he's left all the vulgarity of the barracks on the ground, together with those officers who yell until the veins stick out in their necks. Antoine only raises his voice on those happy nights when he's had too much burgundy or pastis, and he launches into songs which start out cheerful and end up melancholy. When he gets angry, he falls silent. How sterile it is to say what silence already knows. The plane sways in the air, and Antoine sways too. He is a great admirer of the poet Mallarmé, and to show his support, he himself occasionally writes verse. He has already performed 1,000 pirouettes in the air, but that's not enough. It's never enough. For him, life always feels like a suit that's too tight. He adjusts the throttle, and the machine loses momentum until it comes to a standstill. A plane hanging motionless in the sky becomes a lump of metal, definitively attracted by a violent gravitational force. The plane stalls and goes into a spin. A small group of spectators on the ground follows the spine-tingling nosedive with an accompanying "oh," which wants to be cheerful but sounds nervous. An eternal few seconds later, Antoine abruptly pulls on the joystick and levels the plane into a glide which shaves a field of poppies. He's taken advantage of the absence of most of the officers of the 34th Regiment this Sunday afternoon to mount his own little air show,